Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Big Gay Date. I'm Dave Mosley.
My name's Carl Skeens.
And joining us this week, we have another good friend of ours, Mr. Steve Moore.
Hello.
And tonight we are watching the 1990 action blockbuster, Die Hard 2.
Now, we've watched Die Hard before, right?
And last Christmas.
Yeah, and Die Hard was amazing because it's like one of the greatest Christmas films in the world. But Die Hard 2...
I don't remember much about this one. I know I've seen it a few times, but of the core trilogy, it's definitely my least favorite. It was my least favorite until like Die Hard 5 came out, definitely.
Wait, which one is that?
Die Hard 5? It's the one in Russia. With Jai Courtney.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You know? There was Die Hard, there was Die Hard 2, there was Live Free or Die Hard.
Die Hard with a Vengeance is number 3.
Oh, okay. Then which one was...
Can't forget Sam Jackson.
Yeah, with the super racist sign. Unless you watch it on TBS, then it's totally not racist. And then there was...
And then Live Free or Die Hard was number 4 with Justin Long.
Yeah, and what's the last one?
A Good Day to Die Hard.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's super forgettable.
I don't even think I've seen the newest one.
You are not missing much at all. It's literally like John McClane happens to be in Russia when he runs into his son-in-law, I think.
Because that's or totally a happenstance thing.
I don't fucking know. And it turns out his son's been gun running for some Russians, and he has no fucking clue about
it. Where did his son come from? I thought he just had a daughter.
We're not going to see it. I swear they had two kids.
Does she have to...
Yeah, it's a new time now, yeah. I don't know, I thought they had two kids. I mean, it might be his side. It might be the guy that marries his daughter. I don't know, his daughter's in the fourth one, I know that much. Again, it's a super forgettable movie. I'm sorry I don't know the details. But until they came out, you know, when it was just the Die Hard trilogy, this was definitely the more forgettable of them.
Was that just silver flugelhorns on that Christmas tree?
Yes.
That's obnoxious.
So, what else can we talk about for this movie before we talk a little bit about what we're doing here?
I mean, about the movie in specific?
Yeah.
Well, it takes place in an airport.
Yeah, it's Die Hard in an airport.
Yeah, it's not the Russians.
Yeah. Who is it this time?
I'm pretty sure it's, like, mercenaries. And, like, a general and shit.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah.
There's a naked guy.
And then here's William Sadler's introduction.
Now, he's not related to Hans Gruber. It wasn't until the third one that the dude was Hans Gruber's, like, brother or something. Yeah. Now, okay, how much photo... Photoshop my sack out of a picture, and I was, like, at a good angle. There's no way his sack is not, like, cinched up.
Yeah, he's got, like, a sock tied to his belly button or something.
Like some rubber bands holding that shit up.
He's got quite the outie.
Or he's just very small.
He was a fit-looking son of a bitch there.
For real.
My God.
Still don't even remember this guy as Death. That's the only role I know this guy has.
Yeah, yeah.
And Bogus Journey.
And he's great as Death, but like in a totally non-homosexual way. He's totally fuckable right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, Big Gay Date is an audio commentary podcast where we're going to be watching a movie along with you at home. Maybe you don't have friends to watch movies with. Maybe you just want to... hear from us. We are going to be drinking while we do this to make it a little more entertaining for you. And tonight, our drink of choice, anyone want to take a guess of what it might be called?
Is it something about being hard or dying?
No.
Okay, it's peppermint something?
It's the Yippee-ki-yay motherfucker.
Oh.
Yippee-ki-yay motherfucker.
And
are we sure it's motherfucker or is it Mr. Falcon?
We're watching this not on TBS, so...
Got
yeah.
it.
This drink, I don't know if you guys have taken a... You've taken a sniff, obviously. I don't know if you've taken a swig. Take a swig, I'll tell you what's in it.
Smells like Christmas.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is going to be dangerous.
It tastes like a cross between a York peppermint patty and Listerine.
That's accurate. It is... it's Rumplemintz peppermint schnapps with... because Christmas... You know, with a dash of grenadine, because blood, because Die Hard. And the motherfucker is a little hint of 151. So that's going to kick in pretty soon as well. So buckle up, guys.
Okay, just to put this into perspective, The last time that I drank with you, I don't remember anything past the movie finishing.
Nope.
Apparently, I told one person that I only hung out with her because she was hot. I went to...
Oh, would you go on like a little social media, like Rampage or something? Or?
No. I literally went home.
Oh, okay.
I went to my neighbor's house. Don't remember any of that. They gave me a cigarette. I lit it. Forgot that I had a lit cigarette. Wondered where my cigarette was when I looked down and noticed it was burning my skin through my shirt. Still didn't feel anything. I was then instructed, you should probably go lay down. I'm like, well, I'm going to go pee in the bushes. And then when I went to go pee in the bushes, I whipped my dick out, like on the walk up, but didn't even stop at the line of the bushes and just face planted straight into the bushes. So tonight I'm going to try and be a little wiser with my after show decisions, but that's not going to help.
No, I mean, this drink is going to ensure you do not remember anything. John McCain's going to blow up a plane, and then you're going to wake up on Tuesday afternoon.
John McCain?
John McClane.
Oh, okay.
No, I would watch that movie.
I mean, hey, John McClane's done
this. This is for our veterans.
Yeah. Well, did you guys heard about the Oriskany, right? The old... okay, when John McCain was a pilot, we learn about this in the Navy, and it's hysterical. Okay, if you're a pilot sitting in the cockpit of your plane, don't accidentally drop a bomb from the wing onto the deck of the ship, and then fire breaks out, and he has to jump out. He has to jump off the wing. He broke his fall with his face and ended up causing millions and millions of dollars of damage. Like that actually, like legitimately, that happened.
And he's a senator now. Drop a bomb onto a plane.
Yeah, don't just drop the bomb when you're not in the air. That's a horrible idea.
Just sitting there on the tarmac, just, what's this button do?
And then just go, clink, boom, whoops.
Yeah, dude. It's like burning through decks of the ship.
What happened? Like, is this, like, think, what I'd like?
That's like a scene right out of, like, what was it?
Hot Shots. Yeah. Or just like, he drops a bomb and it's just like clink and it just starts rolling. Like, it doesn't detonate. It just
Everybody's
starts rolling.
Watching it roll.
Yeah,
down
just like,
the tarmac.
All the air just like disappears from the area as everyone inhales. It just starts rolling
it's
and
like
rolling
the bomb
and rolling.
At the end of Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh. Famous last words.
Oh, God. Yes. That was an obnoxious. You could have just shot him once in the head.
Mm hmm. That's how it's done now. Suck on these. With my last breath.
Oh my God.
So, as well as drinking this beautifully curated drink, we're also going to be doing some shots as we reach our favorite moments in the movie. That is going to just speed up this whole process as well. And I'm going to go first because I have a habit of offering you the... chance to draw first blood for a good moment in the movie, and you always take my favorite part.
Okay,
so here's my favorite part. It's where John McClane comes upon the painters in that little ambush kind of thing, and he's kind of, it's towards the end of that scene where he's riding along the people mover, and like and I think it's like Robert Patrick, you know, T-1000 is waiting at the end for him or something. He's shooting at the guy as he's riding the people mover down. It's just like, all right, I like that moment. What about yourselves?
Mine was Naked William Sadler, because I think it's the funniest, like, opening
funniest introduction
to a character.
For a character, yeah.
But I guess
is that Eric Trump?
Yeah, I gotta say, when he comes out of the grate and almost gets hit by a plane.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you got?
I like it when he's doing the back and forth with the pilot.
Okay.
Which one you mean?
When he's shit, I can't even think. I smoked a little bit before I got over here. Sorry.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. You'll know it when you get to it.
Okay, you'll just
yeah. Sorry.
That works. Is my mic actually picking up anything? Hang on a second. Hello? Okay, I think I'm good now. Keep cutting out. It's weird. That's totally Eric Trump. There's a lot of Remember how different this movie, how different airports were back before 9/11?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the smoking, the being able to walk up to the gate.
Taking a taser on your carry-on.
Oh, yeah. I'll handle this.
The nerve of this guy talking to me while I'm having a drink.
Which airport is this? Is this LA?
Denver? Why the fuck is it snowing in LA?
Oh, true.
It's not. It's ash.
Ah. Oh, controversial.
Wait, no. Duels. Where's Duels Airport? Yeah. Where is that?
Oh, God.
God, why did you have to say Eric Trump?
Because all you can see now.
Every time.
No pictures, you pink old bitch. That's pretty dated. I tried calling somebody a pinko recently, and they just
How'd that work out for you?
It didn't work out great. Nope. If I just straight up call you a commie, at least they get it. His cardigan looks so comfy.
It's just adding to his everyman quality, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, how do you compare the stakes in this movie compared to Die Hard 1?
He's just trying to clear the fucking runway so his wife's plane can land.
It's true. It's not like he's looking out for everybody in the airport or anything.
Yeah.
He's actually kind of selfish in that way.
Yeah, what a dick.
Yeah, for real. You're not on duty.
Yeah.
See,
give me your badge number.
Yeah, that would happen now.
This poor guy's like, oh shit, the 5-0, I gotta open the door. Wow. Yeah, security sucks at this airport.
You just gotta flash a Tonka Toy badge and they'll let you into the baggage area.
Yeah, and now what part of this... Where is all this steam coming from? There is literally nothing in this room that should be supplying steam.
That is
like
a
this.
Bad maintenance job.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen this movie, so I am actually going to be watching it at certain points,
mm-hmm.
which means things are going to get very quiet. I'm going to rely on you guys to pick up the slack.
Okay.
Because I do remember liking this movie. I just don't think it's nearly as good as the other three. I think we talked about this in the last when we did Die Hard 1, but what's your favorite of the five?
I got to say Die Hard 1.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it is so
It is. It held up really well when we watched it, Alan.
Yeah, and super puzzled like Alan Rickman dropping, like that is a great face.
It's true. We don't get that moment here cuz the plane just blows up at the end, I think. Steve, what about yourself?
It's a toss-up between the first one and the third one.
It's the third one for me, so I can feel you there. I just think it's just so well, it's just so clever, and I love the buddy comedy aspect. It's nice that he finally has a friend that sticks with him the whole time, you know, as opposed to just, you know, Marvin the janitor in this. It's just there for a few moments.
Or the cop from Family Matters.
Yeah, just talking over the phone. Yeah. He's in this one, right? He calls him like his phone a friend later on.
Yeah, he's in this one. Good old Carl Winslow.
I would like to think that he's not playing a cop named Al. I would like to think that he is playing Carl Winslow. That they're all just connected.
It's a Die Hard universe.
Why does everybody know karate?
And John McClane's the baby from Look Who's Talking that just grew up.
How many of those were there? Two or three?
Look Who's Talking?
That he was in, too, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. You're a great shot. Maybe should have aimed for his head.
Damn. This is Stormtrooper rules, right?
Yeah.
You hit, like, one thing that matters. How did he not see him there? There's literally nothing.
And then how did they fall over that?
Uh-huh.
Landed conveniently right onto that bag.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, the fight choreographer is singing for his supper in this.
It's like, we'll get it in editing.
Oh, yeah.
This is some Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom bullshit right here.
What the fuck is that machine?
It's super weak, isn't it?
Yeah, again with the steam, though.
This whole airport is run on steam power.
Oh, come on, take the bike. Yeah.
Never mind this dude with a gun just running around this place. Nobody's stopping or questioning.
So this one is the funnier movie because when they were making the first one, it was actually a little bit more serious than it ended up, but Bruce Willis just likes improvising and ad-libbing all these little one-liners and wisecracks and shit, and they fucking loved it. So when it came for this one, they really emphasized that part of the character. And this guy's back.
That prick.
This man that has no dick.
I haven't forgot about what you did in Ghostbusters. Asshole. It's all your fault.
I'll hold it against him for the rest of my life.
Never forget.
Fuck that guy.
And this is like typical 80s, 90s sequel mentality. Like, oh, what a crazy random happenstance that these two characters wind up in the same situation again. So this was directed by Rennie Harlan, who hasn't really done much else, I have to say, looking through his IMDb. The only other movie that I've seen, I think, is Deep Blue Sea, which is pretty good. Oh, wait, no, hang on, what else did he do? He did,
I thought you were going, oh, wait, Deep Blue Sea, that was horrible.
No, I like Deep Blue Sea, it's a guilty pleasure movie. He also did Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone, I guess.
Are you excited about the Deep Blue Sea 2?
No, is there a Deep Blue Sea 2?
Deep Blue Sea 2. I was super excited because I'm like, maybe they'll get Tom Jane back. And then I found out that, no, it's Deep Blue Sea 2 going to Sci-Fi. So I'm no longer excited.
Oh, the Sci-Fi channel?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
I mean, if they can still get LL Cool J back, you know, maybe.
I don't think he'll come back. They ate his bird.
I'm the meanest motherfucker in the valley.
Fuck you, LL Cool J.
I think you're so cool. No, that's disappointing. I mean, is it going to be like Jurassic World where they've made this like much bigger facility now or something? Or how do you make a sequel to Deep Blue Sea?
Right, yeah, you'd think you'd fucking learn.
Yeah.
Smart sharks, man. Smart sharks.
Smart sharks with freaking lasers on their freaking head.
No, they shoot the lasers out of their eyes because they've been genetically modified.
Yeah.
Is anyone else jazzed about the Fallen Kingdom Jurassic Park movie?
I will watch it, but I am not. It looks super fucking dumb from the trailer.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing with the volcano erupting and everything, and Chris Pratt just kind of doing it. He's no Tom Cruise. He can't outrun, like, ash that would ignite your lungs or anything once you get caught up in it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you can hate if you want, like, hater, but I'm going to be there.
It gives away way too much.
It does, yeah.
They're like running, and then you jump off a cliff. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, so did we just see...
the dinos just died.
Did we just see Chris Pratt die?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
But the director said that, like, the trailer only covers, like, the first third of the movie.
Okay.
So as long as that volcano exploding...
that cliff jump. With dinosaurs falling on top of them.
Mm-hmm.
The big dinosaurs with the gigantic, like, wrecking balls for tails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Hey, look at him.
It's Sipowicz. Yeah, Fallen. What's it called? Fallen Kingdom. Stupid fucking title, first of all. But I am not
Jurassic Park
Eruption.
Is it Jurassic Park or Jurassic World?
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. That's Fallen Kingdom.
Too many titles. Yeah, I will watch it, but only because I have MoviePass and I basically don't pay for tickets anymore. I am fully expecting it to be a. Now that I've got the nostalgia out of the way with Jurassic World. Like, I enjoyed Jurassic World when I watched it, but I know it's a terrible film. But just the nostalgia of having, like, being back in that world was enough.
Yeah.
Now this one has to be a good movie in its own right, and I don't think it's looking that way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm excited about the animatronic dinosaurs.
Yeah, they've got more actual animatronics this time around.
That's
like
cool.
Big T-Rex when they open up the back of the tractor trailer. All animatronic.
And his
Is it going to do anything that's, like, interesting to the plot? Because that's kind of what I'm relying on for this one.
It, like, roars and shit and attacks the Carnosaurus.
I can't rely on just a T-Rex roaring anymore. I saw that in the last one, and I was like, oh, it's been 15 years. I saw it again.
The T-Rex is the hero of the whole goddamn franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And
Basically,
and that was
all those member berries in the Jurassic World.
And that was reaffirmed to me when I saw Jurassic World.
The first movie. I remember.
The only person the T-Rex ate was the lawyer, yeah. Right? And that dude is a cocksucker. Mm-hmm. That dude deserved every bit of it.
Oh, yeah, that exact T-Rex, yeah, because there's the two from Jurassic World that ate the guy that was just trying to help out everybody and distract them,
mm-hmm.
and then ate that random guy that just wanted to hide inside the Blockbuster video store.
Yeah.
But couldn't get through the window. Yeah.
But our hero T-Rex hasn't eaten a main character before.
It's true. That's accurate. That we know of.
I mean, yeah, once you get that taste of blood, though.
Yeah, the raptors are the real dicks of them.
Very Moorish.
Mm-hmm.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
It's like big black dick. Wait, did I? Never mind.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
What age do you stop getting acne? Look at that dude on the left. What age do you just...
Wait, who?
Oh. That guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't think he has acne. That's the aftermath. That's the scars.
That's where he just couldn't keep his hands off himself.
He just could not stop picking. Big old craters.
And then you get that face like that guy from the Goonies, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys. That's illegal. That's a government document.
What a fight you put up. No, wait, stop. Like Willy Wonka.
I'm glad they spelled coroner correctly.
Oh, tell me, point out where John Leguizamo is. Because he's in this movie, and he had a very short role, but he had a big role that was cut down to like one scene or one shot, and his one line gets dubbed by someone else.
What?
So I really want to know, like...
I don't remember that.
Yeah. So yeah, I really want to know where he is, because I do not remember that.
You guys aren't safe.
Huh?
He's saying we're safe all the way to the U.S. He's not safe.
No. See, I don't even remember what the fuck this plot is about. Like, is this like a Con Air kind of scenario where they're going to land somewhere and then...
Yeah, he's like a war criminal general that's being, like, shipped back to the U.S.
Okay. Does he hijack the... Is he going to hijack the plane?
Fuck yeah, he is.
Okay.
He's going to be flying that shit momentarily.
But then he has to land in this airport that's covered in snow... To what? Change planes?
The mercenaries. The mercenaries are there to help out.
But if he has a plane, why doesn't he just take it straight to where he's going?
Well, I'm sure they don't have...
Why has he got to make a connection?
This is a Die Hard movie, man. You're being too logical.
This kid's totally dead.
Yeah, he's wearing a red shirt underneath that, the uniform.
Yep. Mm-hmm. God, this drink makes me feel funny.
This one here that we're drinking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't even like vodka, but I had never thought I'd be looking forward to the shots.
Wait, did we say what movie? What was your favorite moment, Steve? Who's coming up first?
Ooh.
What did you say your favorite moment was again?
The back and forth between McClane and the pilot.
Right, okay. Here he is. He's like, this is the only guy that's ever made fun of my Twinkies.
Oh, DC, there we go.
Okay, cool. Fuck, and now I've gone what your moment is. God, this drink is really getting to me. What was your favorite scene again?
When he almost gets hit by a plane.
Okay, I think mine is going to be first. Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's your shot?
I have a Ramachata knockoff, like horchata or something. I don't know what it's called, but it looks...
Horchata?
It looks, yeah, maybe. Is that it? Is that a drink? Horchata?
Yeah.
Okay, well then it's probably that then. It's cinnamony... rum cream or whatever, you know. So it's like,
cool.
Looks like snow, tastes like Christmas, I guess. Yourself?
Limoncello. Bro, I've been drinking rum chata like all week in my coffee. I've been like wasted before like 10. but yeah, I brought limoncello. Homemade limoncello. It's on point, man.
Okay.
It's on
and,
point.
Steve, what have you got?
I just brought some American honey.
Okay. That used to be Carl's go-to as well, just because it was easy. Let me guess, because the plane blows up and fire is your excuse. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, hey, I know you just stole this paperwork from me, but now I'm totally going to like bat my eyes and flirt with you.
God, remember how easy it used to be attractive in the 90s? You could have a receding hairline and a turtleneck and still rake in all the bitches.
Dog, still, that's all it takes. You add a puppy to that mix, and they are beating down your door. You got to beat them off with a stick.
You got to beat them off with a puppy.
Yeah. I'm going to try not to beat anybody off, but that's kind of the, yeah.
Man's got to do what a man's got to do.
Uh-huh. Speaking of, do you still go do trivia?
Speaking of, what? Mm-hmm.
Do you do trivia?
No, when? Where? What?
I want to go downtown and I want to do trivia.
Oh, okay.
You need to be on my team, and our team name needs to be Off in a Corner. And then we need to go out of our way to lose, but like not lose horribly, get like second place.
Just so that somebody can beat us.
Someone can beat Off in a Corner.
I
yes.
like that.
Can we do it?
Yeah, absolutely. You find the place, man. I know there's always a bunch of places to do trivia around here.
Hell
at
yeah.
Or,
what kind of trivia
shows.
Are you talking? Like just regular general trivia?
I do pretty good in general.
I mean,
I do good in general trivia questions.
We
honestly.
Went one over at
Player One.
Player One for the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
And we just decimated those motherfuckers.
Yeah. I want to go to the Star Wars trivia over at the vault.
I've never been. The thing is, when you have like a specialized thing like that, they go out of their way to make the questions really like unique. You know, really. Like there was a Rick and Morty thing at Player One recently.
Lubba lubba dub dub.
And apparently the guy went out of his way to make it so difficult that after like the first round, the first break, people just left. Like, because they were just like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, nobody knows the answer to these questions. But I do pretty good in like general trivia. I used to do, back in the UK, we used to have the local pub. We'd do a pub quiz every Wednesday and we'd be regulars over there. This is before the smartphone age as well, so it was a real gentleman's game, you know? The best part, I mean, the best reason to go to any trivia game, though, is for the names, like to make up the funny team name. Like, what's your go-to team name?
I mean, it's always something good, like Bloodthirsty Kittens or Arsonist Lawn Flamingos. It's always something that has nothing to do with Trivia Night.
You don't try and work in a pun in there or something?
No, I'm not that punny.
My name is, my go-to for a while was the Quizzy Rascals. Or, and then for a short time around 2001, the Quizlamic Jihadists.
Wow.
We retired that one quite quickly.
Oh, God, yeah. That needs to come back out.
Yeah, I feel like it's time. It's been long enough.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making fun of it on South Park.
It's fine now.
Yeah.
It's been okay.
Fine.
It's funny again.
The Quizlamic Jihadists. That's funny as fuck.
Because even if you don't lose, you still win, really.
Yeah.
Steve, go-to team name for a quiz?
I don't know.
Put that mic right up against your lips.
Just like that.
Just like that.
There we go. Now I can hear you. It sounds like you're whispering sweet nothings.
I'm gonna tell you right now, by the way, that last week Carlo farted into that mic.
Good. It does smell familiar. Tastes familiar, too.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Shots fired.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
I concede, sir. I concede. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, go to quiz team name.
The last one I was on was the Mordorks.
Because you had to do a Lord of the Rings theme pun. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that could work for a lot of reasons. Yeah. That's cool.
Hey, you fat fuck, I did your job for you.
You're welcome. Enjoy your Christmas bonus. Because your airport's not going to get blown up. Oh, is this him? Oh, listen.
Ask and ye shall receive.
Yep.
Oh,
cuts
man.
Away before his lips move.
I just see him at the jerk. Or as clown in Spawn, which was amazing, you guys. I don't care what anybody says. That movie was awesome.
I can't think of a John Leguizamo movie that I really remember him from, except for Super Mario Brothers.
What about Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar?
I know four of those words.
Okay, yeah. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar was Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and John Leguizamo. Are three.
That's like if you that's if you fucking went to an improv and you asked people to shout out three random celebrities.
Yeah.
That's a weird casting right there.
They're all three like drag queens that get they're like convertible. They get like stuck in this small like middle America town and all of a sudden teach like the old bitches how to like do makeup and feel pretty about themselves.
Okay.
And Wesley Snipes in drag beating the shit out of like, or no, I'm sorry, Patrick Swayze beating the shit out of like super country dudes that are talking shit and in a dress. And I'm not even going to lie, John Leguizamo. Okay, Patrick Swayze and Wesley Snipes look like dudes in dresses.
Uh-huh.
John Leguizamo looks like every Latin girl I've ever met in this state. Like, he is an A-okay drag queen.
So you would?
I mean, if he still had the curly wig on and the dress and stuff.
Just tuck it back, man.
Yeah. I mean, I guess. If he's flexible enough, you won't even notice there's balls and a dick there, right?
Until it starts slapping up against you.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah. That's why you always got to be behind, because there's something
just
about...
Just got to picture a really floppy clitoris or something.
Yeah, something about, like... I don't want to face him because I don't even want to face him and be on bottom because something about like some dude's flaccid dick and balls just like hitting my belly, like that's not something that I want to be part of.
Again.
Yeah, man, you do it once and you're like, I'm good.
Haven't you always said you have to try something three times to find out if it's for you?
That's when you're convincing someone else to do something.
Oh, if John Leguizamo tried to get you into the bed three times.
What's good for the goose is not necessarily good for the gander. They're just
This guy is super animated.
Mm-hmm. And they're just dropping anagrams.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like ER when like the actors just dropping anagrams and have no idea what they mean.
But that one doctor in the audience is like, oh man, this is intense. This is the greatest movie for air traffic controllers since Airport 77.
Yeah. I don't like that guy.
Only 15,000.
Holy shit.
That's a terrible holiday season for them.
Yeah.
Isn't this Christmas Eve or something?
That's a horrible day for a theme park.
Yeah. Bum, bum, bum. And here comes more. What do you make of their plan, by the way? Like, as a subjectively, as a terrorist plot, how clever, how good is this plan?
It's not horrible.
It's a pretty good plan to take over and just, like, trick planes into thinking they're higher than they are when they're landing, and then, blow up one and then hold the rest hostage and shit. It's a smart fucking idea, because planes can do a lot of fucking damage when they run out of fuel. You know you're on the timeline and shit.
They can.
They're crafty motherfuckers. Like, these guys are actual terrorists. Like, they are not just bank robbers disguised as terrorists. Like,
No. These are lone wolves.
Oh, is that because they're white and this is America?
Yes.
Oh, but if they were brown, they'd be terrorists.
Yes. The one in that room is a terrorist.
Can you guess which one?
Yeah, but you're right. Like, planes with fucking just no fuel just start dropping. Like, allegedly, planes with fuel do a lot of damage, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But goddamn, this is actually a really good plan.
And then the whole thing of having a SWAT team that come in that are on the side of the mercenaries. Like, that little twist you get there when they're firing the blanks at each other and shit. Oh, for sure. Like, putting on their own little, like, Civil War reenactments. With the red packs and the blue packs and shit. It's a decent story, actually. You know, this is the one I've seen the least out of all the original three. So, and it's not a bad movie. It's just, the thing is, Die Hard 1 and Die Hard 3 are just so fucking good. Like, there's really no fucking problems with any of those movies. There's nothing you can point to and just be like, well, that stretches disbelief, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, even to this day, there are movies that Die Hard kind of started the formula.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Everything is Die Hard on a bus, Die Hard on a boat, Die Hard on a train, Die Hard in an airport. Yeah.
I feel like every Mission Impossible movie could have worked with John McClane.
Yeah.
And we'd all be okay with that.
Yeah.
But then we wouldn't have, you know, the American classic of Tom Cruise.
Oh, no, we still had Cocktail and fucking Risky Business. Risky Business is all he needed.
And Top Gun.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you from experience, you whip your dick out or show up in your underwear and people will like you and remember you forever. How the fuck did she get in the air traffic control tower?
This is an airport with fucking terrible security.
The worst.
Everybody's been drinking the eggnog.
Speaking of, I'm pretty sure Hollywood, like, in its entirety, all dropped acid last week because Ryan Reynolds is now going to be the voice of Detective Pikachu.
Yes.
And Tarantino is directing an R-rated Star Trek film. Are you fucking kidding me?
What?
Did you hear about that?
No.
Okay. Yeah. The Tarantino, a couple weeks ago, he mentioned, I'd totally direct a Star Trek film.
I talked to J.J. Abrams about it a couple years ago.
Yeah, well, now it's out, and Tarantino is going to direct a Star Trek film. The writer that he got is the guy that wrote The Revenant.
I don't think it's official. I think it's, like, it's still, like, speculation. I don't think it's official yet.
Dog, it's going to happen.
But I'd be interested to see it. The fact that it's, like, I've heard talks this long going on about it, it's interesting.
Just as long as he doesn't give me
fighting a bear.
Yeah, don't give me Fountains of Blood, and I'll like it.
It's new Kirk fighting old Kirk, who is the bear.
Ooh. Now, by bear, do you mean big dude that yes. like sexy dudes?
Yes. Can you picture William Shatner and Chris Pine just run like wrestling around in the
oiled
woods and
up
shit?
And hairy?
Yeah.
William Shatner is a bear. That's going to be like Kevin Spacey status. I could see him being like a creeper. Like a super creeper. Come on, man. It's just two guys. Two guys
fighting in the woods. One, two, Freddy's coming for you. Uh, He also, Rennie Harlan also directed Nightmare on Elm Street 4 as well. So, clearly cut his teeth in the whole boiler scene.
Speaking of, did you know that Robert Englund auditioned for Han Solo?
I read that earlier, yeah.
Yeah, and then he went home after the audition, and he told his buddy that was sleeping on the couch that he needed to go audition for Luke Skywalker, and his buddy was Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know, right? Mind blown.
Mind fucking blown.
Also, another mind blower, and I want to see if, because literally everyone that I've mentioned this to over the last week has looked at me and said, oh yeah, I totally knew that, and I felt really fucking dumb about it.
Oh, let's try this. I always like feeling superior to you.
Do you know why Moby is named Moby? Either of you?
I don't know this one.
Are we talking about the whale or the artist?
The artist.
No.
His great-great-great uncle was Herman Melville and wrote Moby Dick. Thank God I finally met two people that did not fucking know that, because I've told everyone else and they all look at me like I'm an idiot for just finding this out.
I think it's just
because
I don't give a fuck about Moby.
Listens to techno, nobody listens to Moby, but...
I listen to techno, just not Moby.
Yeah. I don't even think Moby qualifies as like techno.
No. Not at all.
Moby barely qualifies as a name, like let alone
for real,
genre.
What the fuck has he done lately?
Yeah. No, I did not know that, but I will say it does sound like a fact that you could make up,
and people would just
and
believe.
Is absolutely believable. Yeah. So are you sure you haven't been fooled by somebody
who's
really enjoying this gag of watching you recite it to everybody every
now
time?
Now it's been legitimized on interwebs.
Put it on his Wikipedia, and then you're set.
The Wikipedia, of the encyclopedia of shit that may or may not be true.
Yeah. Oh, it's the guy from
Star Trek
and Con Air that we were talking about.
Look at those snowy conditions outside. Why aren't they already moving to another airport?
How's it taken this long for all these flights to be delayed?
For real. Why are these people still in the goddamn airport?
Because they don't want to cause a panic.
Yeah, but they're not going to give them all hotels because, of course, they don't do that. They make you sleep in the terminal.
Have you ever done that?
Slept in a terminal?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I did a college show at Boston University this last year, and they were like, yeah, hey, do you want us to get you a hotel? And me and the other clown are like, nah, fuck it. We'll just take the red eye out, you know? We'll get drunk.
We'll take the cash, though.
we'll get super wasted in Boston, you know, and then we'll just take, like, the earliest flight out. Well, as it turns out, bars in Boston don't stay, like, open super fucking late. Mm-hmm. So then we were, like, out and with nowhere. We were all drunk, had nowhere to go except the airport. And when we got to the airport, they don't even open the terminals till, like, 7.
Oh,
so
really well, fuck.
We're there with, like, 4.5-5 hours left to go, like super wasted, having to sleep at the desk, and it was horrible. Wow. I'll never do it again.
Yikes.
I'd love to work Boston University again, but you can give me a hotel and I will stay an extra day.
Lesson learned.
Not till 7?
Yeah, yo, it was the worst.
I think this is your scene coming up here where he pokes his head over the
he's going through the grate.
I think so. It's either me or you, so let me get both of the
Well, this
ready.
Is the newest Christmas ornament craze.
Have
you guys made one yet?
No, I
made one.
Nice.
Yeah, dog.
Nice.
Bro.
Just a little square and then the picture, and it's just curved in there.
Uh-huh. Well, there's like stage illusions.
God, look at that cell phone.
There's like stage illusions done with like a curvy picture and shit. So like the magician in me hates that like ornament idea is out there because I'm like, oh, you guys don't even know that you're totally tipping a method. But whatever. And scene.
Paint.
So this is Robert Patrick's first on-screen role. Or, like, big screen role, I should say.
Every time you've said Robert Patrick, I always think Robert Pattinson, and then I feel really dumb. So once again, fellas, I'm an idiot.
I need you to see me how I really am.
And then he turns into liquid metal.
Because they're all connected, bro.
They're all connected. Every movie.
Are you John Connor? This is like the training mission for for that Terminator.
Yeah, because 2 years later, he's ready to start killing kids.
Yeah. I mean, but aren't we always ready to start killing kids?
I don't know. After a day at the theme park, I'm...
Yeah.
I'm right on the edge there.
Bro, I'll throw kids under the bus all day, every day.
It's not looking good.
Better start walking, Holmes.
You're better off just running for it.
All right, so when...
Damn, look how young he is.
I know, right?
Boom.
He got old quick, is his thing. Like, even between Terminator, which was 92, 93, or 91, actually. Fuck, the next year after this. Between that movie and the next movie I remember seeing him in is The Faculty, where he plays the coach. He gets old in those, like, 5 or 6 years.
But then he gets to that plateau.
And then
he
stays old.
Stayed looking the
for
same
X-Files for like, and everything.
Fucking, like 15, 20 years.
Yeah. But just those 5 years, like, he must have done a shit ton of cocaine during the Terminator years.
He was riding that high off this Die Hard movie.
But yeah. Wouldn't you have done a shit ton of cocaine, too? I would have.
I know you would have, Carl.
Dog, I would have wrecked my life.
I can honestly say I have no intentions of ever doing cocaine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Well, thanks, Judgy McJudgersons.
Or heroin.
Oh, yeah, nobody wants to do heroin.
I'm just going
to
live vicariously through you, Carl, honestly.
I got
you, dog. You're my canary down the coal mine. You
know? You pull up that cage and you're dead, I know when to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
Basically, yeah. If you're going to die young, I already missed that boat. Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
If only,
what a mess.
If only he was in a Home Alone movie, he'd been fine.
Yeah, he would have been A-okay.
Okay, so we're going to drink Ricura, horchata cream liqueur.
Horchata.
Oh, and actually, you know what? This let me turn some lights on because this is going to be our Advent mini bar shot for tonight.
Ooh, goody. Okay.
So, for those who don't know, this is a tradition I do every year. Oh, God. It's about to happen. So, see the scene here. Oh, he doesn't kill Robert Patrick. Okay. Oh, just in time. So good. And he needs, like, all the bullets in his magazine. So, this is a tradition I've been doing for the last, God, 8, 9 years now. It's called the Advent Mini Bar, and basically it's like an advent calendar where every day... You open up the door and you get a new chocolate, or, you know, if you've got a lame advent calendar and it's just pictures or something.
I don't celebrate Advent.
Well, that's fine. You like drinking, right?
I do.
Cool.
Wait, do you celebrate Christmas?
Indeed. That's where I get presents.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. The moment you stop believing in Santa Claus, the moment his ass stops coming.
That's why I held down to that belief up into my teens.
At least publicly.
All right. And so every day we're going to be doing a different liquor, and today is day 11, although we're going to release this on the 15th of December. So
lies.
Today's Advent is going to
we're
be...
We're living a lie.
Which one do you... You could got to take this one, this disgruntled clown. That's you right there. All right, hang on. I'm going to put my mic down for this.
This looks like watery semen.
Where's the hole?
Down that end.
Got it.
3, 2...
Wait, that is the flash? Just the screen turns white?
Basically.
That's pretty cool.
It's a front-facing camera.
Damn, I'm a sexy beast, and I still can't kill the eyebrow.
All right, cheers, guys.
Cheers, fellas. Salud. Cheers. Salud. Did you just gargle that shit?
Mm-hmm. I was saying salud, but it was too late.
That just tastes like milk.
Oh, my God.
Just wait.
It's so tasty. It was so tasty. I need to put that shit in my fucking coffee.
It's also a little cheaper than room chata as well.
Mm.
So.
Because it's the horchata.
Yeah.
Bro, I've been copycat recipeing rum chata, and it's the shit.
So, Steve, let's talk a little about you, because you're our new guest this week, and okay. We've talked about ourselves for a long-ass time, so... Give us a 30-second OK Cupid or something. You know? Describe yourself in 30 words or less.
What are you into? Do you like butt stuff?
It's going to determine how the evening goes. Who's
the
butt stuff?
Mood strikes me.
I don't know. I don't know. I hate talking about
what do you
stuff.
Do, Steve?
Oh, I work at the theme parks in the entertainment department.
And how is that for you? Is it a dream come true? Is it something you wanted to do since you were like a little kid visiting the theme parks?
No.
Why'd you do it?
Well, it started out as a summer job back in the good old 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And through absolute laziness and really just being way too comfortable because it's probably the easiest job you could ever have, I have stayed there.
Okay. And you're cool with that?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay.
Is this the end goal, or is it a means
no.
to an end?
It's a means to an end.
What is the end? What do you want to do when you grow up?
Yeah, what do you want? Do you want a white picket fence?
I want to live out in the mountains.
Oh,
with a big, strong
nice
man.
Little cottage. Big, strong lumberjack. No, honestly, I don't know. Like, I like the theme park.
How old are you, by the way?
32.
Okay, that's better than Carlo.
Fucking
we saw...
old. Carlo's fucking old.
Yeah,
yeah, he's 40.
Yeah, I was really surprised by how old he was last week.
You didn't know that?
No, fuck no.
Shit, we
just discovered that for the first time.
He's fucking 40.
No, bro, I'm 30. I draw the line at like
33. He just had his 40th birthday.
If you're 33, we can't hang out. If you're 10% older than me, we can't hang out. That's Carl's hard and fast rule.
Basically.
No, but I enjoy working out there. It's... Mm-hmm. It has its good times. It has its bad.
How are you finding it now in the holiday season?
Oh, I don't think I'm liberty to say that on here. The job is always listening.
We don't know what job it is. Just don't mention companies. I think you're fine. Yeah. Don't mention
works
names.
For the mouse, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Fucking Mickey.
You work for those yellow-headed bastards down
we,
in Windsor
no.
Haven, don't
Living
you?
In Orlando, we all work for the mouse.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
It's
City that Disney
doesn't
built.
Matter which park you work at, you're all for the
you
mouse.
You could work in a fucking Shake Shack, and you're yeah. working for the mouse in this town.
We are a tourism industry city. But, yeah, no, it was a happy little accident. I've been there. Since 2005. Cool. And, yeah.
But you don't hate it.
I don't hate it enough to just walk out.
Cool.
Well, that's good.
I haven't reached that yet.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you get to watch that at least like once a month, right?
What?
You get to watch somebody just crumble. Just, isn't it
oh,
hysterical?
Just
isn't
go
isn't
down
so
in
funny?
A blaze of glory.
Oh, yeah.
I love watching the new kids walk in there, and they're like fresh out of high school, and they're like, "Oh my god!" Like,
fresh off
I
the
was,
bus. Like,
I was
I'm
on
be
my drama team, and like,
I'm gonna be an
I'm
actress.
Gonna be in a parade and yeah. up on the Catfall show, and oh my god, I'm the greatest at everything. And you get in there, and you're not doing any show or a parade. You're just doing sets.
You're a fish on skates.
You're in a padded costume for 30 minutes, sweating your balls off.
Stilt walkers also make me giggle sometimes. Not even gonna lie.
Dude, they get paid. They get paid more than the other ones, that's for sure.
Yeah, but like
for
you
being
talk
4 feet
well,
off the
taller,
ground.
So
you talk to a new stilt walker and they're like, their shit don't stink, and you don't realize that it's stilt walking. Everybody and their mother stilt walks in this town.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Really?
Yeah, my balance is too bad for that.
Oh, but like you've tried and it just
oh, yeah,
didn't
no,
stick?
I got up. I was like, nope, I'm falling over.
I mean, I can't.
Looked like a fucking baby giraffe trying to walk.
Bro, I've taught so many people to stilt walk here, and like,
well, there's your problem. If you had four stilts, then that's
yeah,
that's where you're going wrong, sir.
You gotta peg it. Peg stilts, not pegging.
You don't want to get ahead that way.
Yeah. Unless that's what you're into, then
in
fuck
which case,
it. Yeah,
moving on up.
It's not who you know; it's who you blow.
Isn't that the truth?
Ugh. Yeah.
So
that's why I haven't moved up. I'm not good at it.
Who's the
too much teeth?
Has anybody been keeping track of who the who this week's famous rapist is?
Rapist of the week?
Yeah, no. I haven't even paid
last
attention.
Last week was Matt Lauer.
You know, heard about this week, Robert Knepper, who played Teabag in Prison Break.
What?
Which you always kind of like, looking at how good he is as an actor, you always thought like, God, he is a creep in that show. Turns out he might just be a bit of a creep in real life, which is a real shame. Did you watch Prison Break?
Yeah.
It's the Theodore Bagwell, the southern boy, kind of really gaunt looking, goatee. He's always like, listen here, pretty, blah, 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 blah.
You know, yeah, no,
real
I
fucking great dialogue.
About.
Like his lines.
He gets the chopped off hand, yeah.
He gets the best fucking lines because the writers clearly just have a ball like making up these like sayings for him to have. But he's a real fucking, like, he's intense in that show. He's really good. Yeah. But it turns out, yeah, he's a bit aggressive with the women when it comes to real life. Apparently,
he's a head pusher.
Mm. Like four accusers so
a
far.
Head
or something.
Pusher,
and it's all from stuff that happened like 20 years ago on Broadway and shit. So,
oh god.
Hey, you have. Speaking of heads, sorry, your that show you did at Halloween Horror Nights, where you have the fake head made for it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever just like stuck your dick in your own mouth or something?
I can't because my mouth wasn't open that wide. However, I do have pictures.
Humble brag.
I do have pictures of me and Whiteface making out with me and Whiteface, nice. And that is strange.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like it makes me feel dirty. It makes my friends feel dirty. Like, it is weird.
How is it strange? It's you.
Yeah, you know, you would say that. You would say that, but like...
It's like looking at yourself in the mirror while you're jerking off. I mean,
we had this conversation last week, like when it came down to, like, would you suck your own dick? Apparently, it's less like getting a blowjob and more like giving a blowjob.
Yeah. It's. I got a buddy of mine that has tried that. He's a contortionist, and yeah, it is.
So
it's
like, would you make
like
out with yourself? Well, I don't know. It's kind of like, if you don't like making out with guys, it's going to be awkward for you.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's yourself.
If you had two of you, let's just do dude-on-dude fucking rules. There's like always a top and always a bottom. How are you going to be both? Right? Like everyone has like their specific taste. And
what
if there's
conundrum.
Two of you, you would still have the same specific taste.
Eventually, you just have to take turns.
Oh, man. Take one for the team?
There's no I in team?
But there is an I in meat pie. That's an anagram of team and whatever. So he just blew up the plane, and we were too busy talking about dicks.
Damn it!
I think because of that plane blowing up, this is the movie with the highest death count of any Die Hard movie.
Because
we lost a lot of people just then. Mm-hmm. And before that, it's really just been the occasional hostage... And a shit ton of, and not like, you know, Rambo levels of terrorists or bad guys, but, you know, the whole team of like a dozen terrorists.
Where's all the bodies?
Yeah, there's a lot of luggage.
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck's all the bodies?
That's what we were saying in 2001.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. That took me a half a second to realize.
Is it too soon?
No.
You know what the difference between a cow and 9/11 is? Can't milk a cow for 16 years straight.
Hey-o.
My heart hurts.
Awesome. There was a conspiracy! A conspiracy! Jet fuel!
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't actually believe it was a conspiracy.
I mean...
Then I think I speak for me and Dave here when I'm pretty sure it wasn't a conspiracy.
Don't?
Oh, God. Okay, for I speak for what's the word? I'm not gonna say intelligent people, but maybe people with like critical thinking skills. It wasn't a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe the Pentagon was.
What a sweaty, sweaty man.
Look at him. He's
and
like
he's
glistening.
So cold.
Glistening.
It's so cold outside. What's he been doing?
Mm-hmm.
Jerking off.
Does he really get turned on by explosion?
I bet you.
And that's why he's getting he's this disapproving look, because they saw him. It's like, so just beating off on the stairs there, John.
Couldn't help it.
Yeah, his dick is so hard right now.
He even looked down at it just then.
His dick is so diehard.
He's not even wearing pants right now. It's just out. Erect.
That's just why keeps looking. He keeps glancing down.
Holy shit. Oh, so I saw Chicago the other night. At Hard Rock, the band.
Oh, okay, right.
I was
right.
gonna say the movie.
Yeah. I saw the band Chicago the other night, and it was awesome. It was a bunch of old dudes on stage, and when the
bunch
horn
of old dudes in the audience as well.
No, a bunch of old ladies in the audience. When that horn like seg when their three like horn players start playing, I am surprised those old broads weren't like throwing bras up, because those a bunch of old gray haired dudes on aside from like two replacements, because like one person died, and of course you get like a new drummer if you can, and they were amazing. I saw Big and Rich recently. That was
I don't know who they are.
The Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy, Country Dudes. It was less like two dudes singing in harmony and more like a rap concert if all the dudes decided to speak, sing in unison.
Oh, okay.
However, I get to see John Legend in like a week and Huey Lewis in the News a couple days after. John Legend I'm excited about because that motherfucker is a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And Huey Lewis in the News because that was my childhood.
Absolutely. Running back in time.
Yeah, bro. If he doesn't do Back in Time at Hard Rock at Universal Studios, I will be surprised.
Mm. He'll do The Power of Love, though.
Fuck yeah, he
but
will.
Back in Time is the one that was written for that movie, right?
Yeah, but I mean, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you not? The DeLorean's less than, what, a quarter mile away
like,
from
bring him? Bring the DeLorean on stage. Have Doc Brown pull up and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
This guy here is always hungry for a fucking story.
The tower's not there.
Is this like Langoliers where shit just disappears? Horrible movie, God. By the way. It was such a good build-up.
I haven't even thought of that movie since I was a fucking child.
Bro, it was such a good build-up. And then the end, you find out the monsters are like the scrubbing bubbles that like clean your with
just
teeth.
Big old balls with teeth.
Uh-huh.
Testicles flying through the air. Chomping on everything.
You know, once again, proof that
damn
not
plane
everything
couldn't land.
Yeah, not everything Stephen King writes is amazing on camera.
I was surprised Dark Tower did not do as well. As
didn't see
hoped.
It.
I enjoyed it. I didn't like it as much as like the book series, but I didn't expect to either.
Well, I mean, they were trying to wrap everything into one.
Mm-hmm. I did like Idris Elba. I thought that he was a great casting. Same with Matthew McConaughey. I thought he was amazing.
Every time he does those movies, he's doing it before they were even cool.
How did he? Yeah, I
wiped his booger right here on the side of his car.
I wonder if negotiations he was asking, do I get to take my shirt off? And no, nothing.
I love the new commercial setup they had for that, because he's driving the Lincoln,
mm-hmm.
and then literally the next commercial after recently
is
was
Dark
him.
Tower.
No, it was him.
Oh,
drinking the wild turkey.
Yes.
I was like,
yeah, we noticed
this
that.
All
it's
the
like,
same. It started off. I thought it was another Lincoln commercial. And
yeah,
then it
right?
turned into the wild turkey. And I was like, oh my God!
It's like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, which way?
I can only driving and drinking.
I can only do one or the other, Matthew McConaughey. Which one do you want me to do? I can't choose. Yeah, I had noticed that in recent months, that peculiar pattern of things.
It was like,
things.
Boom, boom. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What are you endorsing here, sir?
Like, what if you're the kind of person that's going to run out and do exactly what commercials tell you to do immediately? Like, you're in trouble at that point.
Well,
grab some wild turkey, get in a Lincoln.
Not the outer marker.
This guy's much smarter than everybody else here, including the audience, so he needs to explain it for us.
He's so excited about everything he says.
He's so happy he has a time to shine, right? He's like, this terrorist attack is the best thing could have ever happened to me.
I call it Langley. That's all you have to say in this country, and they know.
It's like a government speak shortcut.
They don't even wear that kind of camo anymore. It's all digital.
I hate digicamos, man. When I was in the Navy, I was there like just when the Navy started getting their blue digis.
Oh, yeah.
They're fucking ugly, dog. What are you going
to... I don't even think I've seen that pattern.
Yeah. They're the same pattern, just in shades of blue, because apparently you're not going to see the ship. And if I'm on the deck, you're not going to see me on the deck. Are you kidding me?
They're just going to see faces. No bodies, just faces everywhere.
Mm-hmm. It's like when you see, like, Marines on base all, like, doing their, like, outside, like, musters. There's, like, one dude standing up and all the rest of them are, like, sitting down, not even, like, Indian style. Native American style, right? That's the accepted nomenclature. But like they're Indian like kneeled style. Down at their arms around their knees and they're just listening like intently. And it looks like a bunch of bushes surrounding like one dude. Give us a second here. No, you get in your fucking seat and you put on your seatbelt. Did you not see the light?
I'm sorry, you are a passenger on this plane. You have no rights.
Respect we're going to kick badge, you out.
What airline is this?
Walkover Airlines. So this drink.
Oh, bro, I'm sipping.
Yeah,
I should have been.
Yeah.
I'm a little lower than you guys.
Yeah, you are.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you are.
You're going to feel a lot lower tomorrow morning as well.
Oh, yeah, bro.
I don't work. I'm good.
I had to work the night after, and I didn't even crawl out of bed till like 4 p.m.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
I was still kind of drunk for my first like hour and a half. It was horrible.
Yeah. Still, a lot more fun than just sipping like weak-ass beer, I think, so.
Yeah, fuck oh, yeah. Beer.
Yeah, we're going to go this route from now on, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
I feel like you enjoy it more. Beer is just beer.
I don't know if I enjoy this sip and drink, but it's going to get us drunk.
Mm-hmm.
That shot that you gave, like, I would willingly just drink, like, a couple cups of that. That was the mistake last time, though.
Mm-hmm.
It tasted too good.
Always watching.
That caption was just weird because there was no breaking between the two characters' lines.
A little bit, yeah.
Mmm. Gagging.
What's going on here?
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Well, clearly the general is a top.
Ha 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 ha.
I'll suck your dick for $20.
Damn.
Is it me or does he look like the former most interesting man in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
I was thinking.
Like, I feel like he's just going to turn to the camera and start.
I don't always hijack a plane, but when I do,
I drink Dos Equis. Dude, you just shot a window out on a fucking plane. You should have all just got sucked out. Mm-hmm. Unrealistic. Shot another window out. This fucker.
Just
not
turn
even
a plane into a convertible at this point.
For real.
And I can see that plane in that snowstorm. That camouflage is terrible.
Well, clearly it's from a Spanish-speaking country. Theirs is not going to be as good. This is Falcon Mayday. Yeah, he don't say. He shouldn't have shot out the fucking window.
So, Steve, what have you been up to this week?
Working
in the theme park.
Yeah.
I know Carl's been busy.
All day, every day.
Mm-hmm. And you got some big plans coming up this week, right?
Mm-hmm. I sure do.
You want to tell us a little bit about those?
Mm-hmm. I've got a show on Friday night at Hard Rock Live. So that'll be pretty cool.
What's the biggest stage you've ever worked?
With the other clown or just in general?
Both answers.
My professional resume started when I was like 7, bro. I've been dancing like music festival. I mean, shit, when I was 8 years old, I was dancing on stage at the Castle Four Court stage at Disney for like 40,000 people.
Okay, that's pretty big.
Yeah, so like, I mean, I've been doing this shit my whole life, but I get to work Hard Rock Live, and I'm really excited about that, just because I know a lot of haters as well, because mm-hmm. Haters gonna hate, and I'm just gonna keep working.
You gonna shake it off?
Yeah, you gotta shake it off.
Shake it off.
But I'm working this gig at Hard Rock Live for iHeartRadio. It's gonna be our second year doing this like specific event for them. I managed to book. They basically gave us the sky's the limit because iHeartRadio financially. So you basically they're like, give us a list of all the people that you guys want to work with. And we gave him a list of all of our buddies around the country. So we're flying in my buddy Titano from Philly. We're flying in Gigi from out west. She like is gonna William Tell like an apple off of one of the radio hosts' like heads on stage. There's Suspension Crew, whatever. And then we are closing the show by doing like everybody else is doing like acts, and they really liked us from last year, so we're the only returning act, and they're just like, do whatever you want, however long you want. So I may not be working at Hard Rock after this weekend.
Oh, because it's going to be that kind of show?
Yeah, it's going to be that kind of show. I'm afraid that the full frontal male nudity, because like I can't help.
Do they know about it beforehand?
Hard Rock or the radio people?
Both.
Hard Rock, we asked him today, hey, if there was just a surprise penis or two, oh, that's my spot, and I'll continue.
Should we wash out this rum chowder, or do you want it to be like a nice little pleasant
It's getting treat? All mixed up in our stomachs anyway.
Whatever you want. I mean, we got limoncello. We can wash it out. We don't have to wash it out. The limoncello will do it. Oh, here we go. And this shot actually was 8 different locations. the tunnel that he was just running through was the tunnel from not the Russian Die Hard, but the one that came right before that.
Yeah, the one that was the secret, the Social Security server or something, administrative building, yeah.
Yes. All right, cheers, fellas.
Oh. Salud.
Right as he rolls out of the way. Way.
Yeah, so today during the walkthrough, I actually ran into my boss, and he's like, what are you doing smoking wearing non-work clothes at Hard Rock? And I'm like, "What the? I'm working. What are you doing? You know? Yeah. So now they know. I was trying to be like super under the table that I was like doing the show this weekend because I knew I may get in trouble.
Sure.
And I can change my voice and wear white face, and you'd think I'm like 10 years older and have no idea who I am. However, now they know. We asked Hard Rock if there was just a surprise penis or whatever, and they go, well, is it a 21 and up show? Yes. Okay, then fuck it. And the radio people, I can't help whip my dick out whenever I do the dick lift. However, they want us to do the money staples at the end of the show. And we explained to them, like, yeah, we let you can staple fives to my arms, tens to my stomach, 20 to my ass, and if you have 100 and you look down at your dick and you go, we'll talk about it. And we explained that to them. Like, normally we barely ever have to do the dick, but if somebody comes with 100, we then collectively double it from the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to do this for just 100, but if you guys can double what this guy brought up, I'll let you staple it to my balls. And then the one clown does that, and then if you can quadruple it, I'll let you staple it center shaft onto my dick. And so we tell the radio people this, and they're like, well, that's what we want. Fuck what you heard. That's what's going to happen. We're going to guarantee that there are people there with hundreds waiting. So that's what I'm most worried about. It's not the craziest thing that has happened in that room. However, all the people that do crazy-ass shit at Hard Rock Live also don't work for the company. So, like, I'm kind of worried a little bit. But if all goes well, nobody will know until the next day. I even had coworkers try and trade me shifts for the special event. They're like, there's a special event going on Friday, and my kid's birthday is that day, and I don't really... Can you take my shift? Mm-hmm. No, because I'll already be there, bro, and you want to be here, too.
I can't move chairs around and set up food and shit at the same time as I'm whipping my dick out.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. It's just weird when, like, your side hustle and, like, your main hustle, like, align in the same location. Mm-hmm. It's really strange, bro. But I've been doing, like, radio stuff leading up to it. Just booking things for the rest of the month. I think I'm doing, like, an LGBT event downtown on New Year's. Gotta whip my dick out there too. But yeah, all around, man, I've just been hustling. Gotta keep the hustle on so bills get paid and the lights stay on. That's mainly like the big priority there. And the car, I have to get the car plated by the end of the month.
Gotcha.
Everybody's keep worried about me
How
driving
many fucking
a Firebird.
Grenades are they throwing in here?
Firebird?
Yeah, everybody's...
Oh my, okay, you know what? I forgot this shot here.
Mm-hmm. That shouldn't have blown up like that.
This whole scene here, like...
Him flying through the air in a damn chair.
Oh, shit. Like, he's just gone straight up, right? Like, how strong is the wind? It's clearly not that strong if the snow's falling down at a decent pace.
It should not have went up. Okay, those ejection seats are made for you to eject... in the air. Him flying up like that from the plane should not have given him enough leeway for the chute to open. But maybe I'm thinking too logically now.
Stop it. Fuck you, Carl.
Yeah.
Stop being smart.
Hey, man.
Fake news.
I gotta take my Mensa test. I gotta pretend like I'm smart.
When have you got Mensa that for?
I mean, I went to the Mensa event last night. I can take the test whenever. I had dinner with one of the proctors the other day.
You should do it tomorrow morning. I'm sure it's going to go great.
Oh, my God, no. No way. Although one of the proctor that I was talking to last night, they were talking about there was a belly dancer at the place we were at, and all of a sudden she's on the table, and there's kids on the table, and she's like teaching, because there's like young Mensas too that have like their own little section, like these brilliant ass precocious little kids that it's really funny to watch like Mensa members that have kids that are also Mensa members, because there's no like parenting. There's, you guys go over here. The parents just know they're fucking smart enough to not go do like super dumb shit. It's fucking weird, but like all these kids are on this table with this belly dancer, and the belly dancer's trying to teach all these little kids to belly dance. And the proctor leans over to me. She goes, "They look really enthusiastic. They're covering with enthusiasm their lack of proficiency." And I'm thinking, that is the nicest way I've ever heard it put, man.
Of saying that they're shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's such a backhanded compliment.
You were really enthusiastic.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how your show is, bro. I'm either, if it's awesome, I'm going to tell you. If it's not, I'm probably, if I like you, I'm probably going to avoid you for the next 6 months.
Whipping his dick out there.
Hey, no, look at that. That guy's like doctoring his dick. You ever had your dick doctored?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Oh, man. Man.
I mean, doctored like a photo? Like,
no, I mean,
made to look different?
No. No, I meant like, has your dick ever been injured where somebody else had to doctor it?
Oh, no.
No. No.
No.
Well, fellas, let me tell you, you're missing out.
You're in a whole different line of work, obviously.
Story of my life.
That dude, that actor has the greatest stare.
Or the, this general here?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what else do I know him from?
I like how you paused for a second so you didn't say, oh, the
black guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was nice. That was polite. That was very self-aware.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Know your audience.
Yeah. Because clearly we... Never mind. I don't see us playing this podcast on 102 Jams anytime soon.
On what?
102 Jams doesn't exist anymore.
What, you can tell I don't listen to the radio at all.
101.9 is now alternative rock. It like switched over like this past month or something. Yeah, I flipped a channel over there and I went, where is my rap?
Yeah, I listened to one radio station.
It was like some fucking Creed.
What radio station do you listen to?
The radio station that I'm working for.
I was gonna
only because they talk about my dick on on the radio like once a month. Like that's the only reason I listen to them. Other than that, I am fucking Google Play and like plug your phone in music.
What else was I going to say? Oh yeah, speaking of your show, you were on the radio on their radio show recently, right? Mm-hmm. The News Junkie.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. All those guys are the two guys and the girl. They are super fucking nice, man. Mm-hmm. They're super nice, really fun to hang out with, really fun to get drunk with.
Was it basically like this, where you're just getting drunk and bullshitting for 2 hours?
Yeah, only I was getting drunk and bullshitting on the 25th floor at 55 West downtown. That shit was awesome. Man, it was so cool. And, you know, once again, over the last few months, I've managed to meet and hang out with some really cool, like, artists and entertainers and people in my industry that I was not on a social standing with before. And I'll tell you what, man, surrounding yourself with people in your line of work that are at least, like, 4 or 5 steps towards where you're trying to get is so fucking motivating to stay like super pro and just hustle. Mm-hmm. Man, I just need to surround myself, keep doing your hustle, you know, like I feel like I need to keep surrounding myself with friends that all have regardless of what your grind is, you're on the fucking grind because it's so goddamn motivating.
Nice.
Are you on the grind, Steve?
We're not talking about weed here.
We're talking about money and motivation. Are you on the grind?
No.
Oh, man.
I need the money.
Well, bye, Steve.
Well, I mean, we all right. need the money.
Later.
Yeah, we all need the money. It's easy to get lost up in just making ends meet and the paycheck to paycheck.
It's easy to get that really cool gig. It's really hard to keep it. Uh-huh. Oh, my God. Look at that phone. Have you... I saw a phone... okay, number one, I ordered a t-shirt recently that made me giggle. And it's a Nirvana shirt. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
I've seen a Nirvana shirt.
You know the Nirvana shirt that
Thank
has
you, baby.
It says Nirvana. It's the white shirt that says Nirvana and has the picture of like the band.
No.
However, the shirt that I ordered, it says Nirvana and where the like same font, same size, the picture, but the picture is really young Hanson. And I only ordered it because I work at Hard Rock and I'm just trying to make my coworkers giggle. Oh my God.
That's pretty fucking brilliant.
Yeah, dude. Cost me $20. It's not bad, man.
Oh, man. That's absolutely the Hard Rock equivalent of those pictures that confuse Keira Knightley and Natalie Portman.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I'm going to wear the shirt, and anyone like younger than our age bracket is not going to get it. They're going to be like, oh, they look so young in that picture, you know? Right? But like anyone our age bracket and above.
Just going to fucking cock their head to the side. And
like, are you fucking serious?
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Just going to giggle like a bunch of idiots.
God, they're really wrestling in the snow here.
Mm-hmm. At least they're wearing shoes and clothes. I once walked in on two dudes wrestling with like quotation hands, but they were just wearing socks. So, and then they acted like I was gonna get. I was in the Navy. I walk into this dude's room and they're like wrestling wearing only socks.
Where were the socks?
Right? No, their socks were on their feet, so their dicks were out. I knew what they were doing. And then they look at me and they're like, please don't tell anybody. I'm like, bro, I'm from Orlando. I don't give a fuck. Like, I literally do not.
Oh,
my
right.
God.
Oh, fucking eye.
Now, that's what I call an eye circle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
I'll see myself out.
It's
a great weapon because it melts and nobody knows where the murder weapon went.
Icicles are the perfect weapon.
It's like that Wesley Snipes movie where he's like the assassin with the ice bullets.
Yeah.
And you shoot it, right? What was that movie called? You remember what I'm talking about, though? Mm-hmm.
Was it called Ice Assassin?
No, but it should have been. I remember hearing about that when I was a kid. And
one more, Steve. I just need one more, and I get the hat trick. I'm going to land this thing. I'm gonna bring this creaky pun plane down into a creaky landing. We still haven't had the reveal with the bullets yet, have we? Have we had your scene where he's going back and forth with the contract? Where the fuck does that happen?
I don't know, man. Maybe we did. Shit.
Sit down, Sipowitz. What am I looking at?
Skateboard.
Oh, nice.
Blockhead with the circus tent.
Oh, nice. Uh-oh.
Good job.
Now, hang on. Is that that's their good team, right? Okay. Okay, good, yeah. Yes. Now that's sort of something... Oh, there he is again.
There he is.
This is something they do in like actual training with the military and everything, is the red wrapping for live rounds and the blue rounds for blue wrapping for duds, right? Just so that they don't accidentally shoot their trainees or whatever.
That's what you hope for.
Yeah.
But I mean... People still die. Now, apparently, all this equipment is actually really accurate.
That's what I read, yeah. Except it blows up a lot better.
For the time period that they're in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like nobody would... Like, your average audience goer is not going to know.
Look at this army of snowmobiles.
Whoever sold those snowmobiles made out like a bandit.
Damn right.
You don't sell that many snowmobiles in one day.
Ever.
Yeah.
I should have tipped you
off.
You'd
be lucky to sell that many in a year.
Why put that verge there unless you just wanted to look cool as you were leaving?
Uh-huh.
Who are you showing off for? The cops? They don't care about that.
This super weird out-of-place chase.
Mm.
Oh, well, maybe don't be a dick. Damn.
It's not fair. He's using real bullets.
Why do you stop and turn around?
Yeah, right.
I thought we were cosplaying, bro.
Tasting this drink around my teeth.
Mm-hmm. You got tooth sweater? I learned about that last week.
He learned about tooth sweater and waffle stomping.
Wait, what was waffle stomping?
Waffle stomping is when you take a shit in the shower and then it doesn't go down the drain, so you have to stomp it through the little holes in the
what
drain.
What the fuck?
I mentioned,
we did not talk about that last week.
We did. I mentioned the waffle stomp and you look puzzled and then Carlo just looks at me and he goes, I know what that is.
He would.
Yeah, of course he does. You know he's hit those moments where he's shit in the shower and then like, second guess.
I could pick it up, or...
No, you're just supposed to pick it up and run it through your fingers under the faucet until it all dissolves.
It's not like you're trying to fucking find the like the toy soldier your kid ate or something. Fucking...
Yeah. Where's the microchip that I swallowed a month ago?
It's fucking sifting it like a fucking panhandler. Like, I've struck gold, boys.
Yeah, bro. Okay, in my defense... I only
Fuck
learned.
No, stop. There's no defense.
You shit in the shower and stomped it through the fucking drain.
Oh, God. Don't judge me. Wait, what?
Too late.
I'm just waiting for the day your drains back up and you just get like.
All this shit just starts billowing.
Bro, your drain. Okay, you have a white. We just have. Are you still dating somebody?
Yeah.
We just have girlfriends, and I assume you're in the same boat as me in that hair clogs up your drain after a certain point when your girl, like, showers.
Yes.
Right? Okay, but we don't have shit in our drain. Well, you have a wife. How does your drain...
Apparently you do.
Well, I mean, yeah, but not enough to clog it. Apparently, draining, like, your shower drain getting clogged up is not, like, a thing for you. How?
No, it does, but it gets clogged up with her hair. I'll tell you what. I'll run my fingers through my wife's hair. I won't run my fingers through my wife's shit.
Well, you say that now. Wait until she
also,
gets sick. And
also,
has to, like,
my wife doesn't shit in the shower, guys.
That you know of.
I've been enlightened to too many things tonight. Apparently, Carlo shits in the shower. Carl shits in the shower.
No, he doesn't. It's nice.
Is that it?
It squirtles in the shower. It's not like
we
a full
ran
on.
Out.
Well, we didn't run out, but I don't think we're going to need any more than this. So we've got like 30 minutes left to go now.
I think we missed my scene.
All right, so do you want to take a shot now, or do you want to pick a newer scene that's going to happen? I'm partial to the scene where he just picks up the gun and just starts unloading in the office of cops with all the blank bullets and just watches them shit their pants.
All right, let's wait for that one.
Okay. What's your liquor, by the by?
It's over there in the brown bag.
Would you like me to get it for you, my lady? Or?
If you could, cancer.
Would you like me to get it for you, my lady? Tip of the hat.
You're an overweight nerd in a fucking nerd bar wearing a fucking fedora trying to hit on girls.
Did you hit the liquor store like that's super close on the way here?
The one by Publix?
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh, that's where I was getting my fire.
With Universal Liquor?
That's where I don't I get know my, what the fuck it's
yeah,
called.
That's where
is
I get my shit
Publix
as well.
Publix right there on Universal Boulevard.
Yeah, that's a great liquor store. They got a lot of choice, which is good for our kind of things there.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, there was like some... There was a group of girls in there when I rolled up, and I was like, oh, damn it. They're all like mid-20s, and they're like, ha ha. Oh my god, I'm getting so drunk tonight. And I was like,
I've got to hang out with a bunch of boys.
Just like not even making eye contact.
Did you have a boner?
Maybe.
Did you get a crown bag to cover your boner?
I had to go from 6 to midnight, tucking my waist belt.
You don't do the cover of the boner, you do the belt tuck.
Ooh. Sure, I'm not going to feel as terrible as I did last week.
No, not at all.
But I'm not having as much fun with this drink. This is a...
Yeah.
This is a tough one.
Uh-huh.
Tough one to drink?
Yeah. We went through a lot last time.
It was good, though. It was real good. We were done, and I was still drinking. That might have been the problem.
Mm-hmm.
That might have been the problem. Yeah. Like, finishing the movie and pouring one more drink, and then everything goes black.
Yeah.
Might have been the problem.
Just one more. What could go wrong? I thought they already killed this guy. So the whole time that they were firing...
this motherfucker.
The whole time they were firing blanks at that group.
Woo!
That's a good knife cut.
Damn.
That's a good effect.
Poor kid.
The 90s.
That poor kid.
He was the new guy on the team.
He's the new guy.
Asking too many questions.
He was the last minute replacement that wasn't in on the plan. So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, how
was
he?
He was just a featured extra.
How was he shooting all those? He got more lines than John Leguizamo.
Yeah. Wait, did John Leguizamo even die on camera?
Because
you would think if you were in on the plan, he should be either dead on camera or still be there. Hey, girl.
These days, you'd fucking Skype in from a plane if it was being hijacked or something, and you were a reporter on there.
Facebook Live it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, guess what? We're getting hijacked. Mm-hmm. You're never going to believe it.
It's not a great photo of that guy. Like, well, that's the photo they run. I'd be pissed.
Why does this dick look familiar? Isn't that the guy from Ghostbusters?
What dick? This man has no dick.
This man has
no dick.
So what are we drinking for your shot, by the by?
American honey.
Wild turkey?
No.
What is it?
Oh, well, it looks kind of like a turkey, but it's also kind of like a vulture.
What's the brand name? Carl, you can read still.
It's Wild Turkey.
Okay, God, so those commercials really do rub off on you then.
They get you, man. It's that marketing.
I was drinking Wild Turkey.
Speaking of, did you see the Advent Hot Wheels calendar?
No, but I'm not surprised it's the thing. Lego's been doing it for a long time. I know Funko started doing one. I'm not surprised that Hot Wheels have one as well. Oh, here we go. Oh, Sipowitz. Oh. How do your pants feel? Like, how is he not taken down? That's a great stunt to pull, but so many cops have...
They pulled their guns out and they're like, oh, it's just him.
Well, yeah. Here's why. He's not black. Literally, he could have been on his knees crawling towards them, and if he was black, they would have shot him. Did you guys pay attention to that this last week?
Was there another black man that another was killed?
One? Yeah, the dude that shot the cop, the shitty ass cop that shot the dude in like the hallway. Dude's like on his knees, crawling towards him, begging, "Please don't shoot me!" And the cop kills him. And this cop also had "You're fucked" written on the side of his AR. If you have "You're fucked," if you're in the military, that's fucking fine. Whatever, you're infantry. I don't give a shit. But if you're a cop and you have "You're fucked" written on your gun, you don't have the right mindset to protect and serve.
Yeah, it's like
and the
fucking,
dude walked.
It's like fucking carving like your number of kills into your helmet or something.
Yeah, went to court and walked.
God. It's a shitty country you guys have here, you know that?
You're a part of this shitty country, just so you know. You are now a citizen, sir?
No, I'm a resident. I just live here. I don't run this shit.
At one point, you'll be here.
All right, cheers. Wild turkey for the...
Oh, boy. Can already smell it.
Mm. Ah! That is nowhere near as enjoyable as the Jim Beam, honey.
Woo!
Well, that is a rude awakening for tonight. Oh.
Ah! Fuck me.
Oh, God.
Feel the burn.
Let me drink some of this yippee-ki-yay motherfucker to wash the taste out of my mouth. Oh. Oh, God, Steve, why'd you have to ruin such a good time?
Because we're going down that rabbit hole.
So, this is off topic, you guys, but I went to the...
What a shock. You realize how... Have you ever listened to one of these podcasts, Carl?
They're all off topic.
There's nothing. We talk about, oh, we're watching this movie, and now we'll come back to it in 2 hours. We'll see what we thought about it.
Fat fuck.
I went to the vault. I went to Gods and Monsters for the Camp Blood Christmas thing.
Oh, yeah.
How was that?
I mean, it was... I only went because my homie runs the bar there, and I wanted to get wasted, and then a couple of my artist buddies were there with, like, booths, and I get there, and my buddy Vaughn, great artist, Vaughn Balak, if you have ever seen his shit, I walk in, and he's like, hey, fucking Coffee Shop of Horrors has the one chip challenge, and it's a super hot, like, potato chip. Yeah.
About that.
And I ate it, and it was really good, and then it creeps up on you, and then it's like
minutes. It's the aftertaste kills you.
Yeah, it's only like 7 minutes of bullshit. I had to go and like and order like a buttery nipple just to get like the shitty taste out of my mouth. But he only gave it to me because the day before, I ate Korean fire noodles. Buddy of mine got me...
Oh, that's right. I saw that on... You said something on Facebook, right?
Yeah. Like, a week ago, he gave me 1 million on the Scoville scale Korean fire noodles, and he gave it to me, and I didn't eat it right away because I had to work, and then I started getting text messages from him while I was at work going, I ate mine, and I'm crying, and I don't think you should eat it. And so then I went home, and I was super fucking hungry, and so I'd, like, jail ramen it and threw some, like, artichoke hearts in. And it was really good, and I ate the whole thing. And then I'm like, well, fuck it. I can totally do your 2 million on the Scoville scale noodles. And I powered through it because 2 bites in, I realized how much of a mistake it was.
Lava shits.
Yeah. And so, but didn't have, it was weird. Didn't have any horrible poops either time for any of this stuff. And that struck me as weird. However, I'm like eating it. And, like, one bite in, you're like, this is a bad idea. And then the top of my head is sweating. The back of my head is sweating and itchy. My nose is running. Every time you, like, the phlegm mixes with hotness in my throat. And then it drops down into my neck. And then somehow goes back into my fucking nose. I was crying. It was horrible.
Dang.
And I can't wait to do it again. I was good. I had like maybe like 3 shots of. I had like 3 shot glasses worth of milk in the house. I had nothing else that was like with like milk or like cream or some shit, and it was really good, man. It only kind of put me out of commission and made me feel shitty for like 45 minutes.
Heard sour cream is a good heat killer.
That is a good call. Had I had sour cream, I probably would have jumped on that just because of the word cream.
My brother-in-law, he loves hot sauce. Like, he has an iron stomach and will try all these crazy fucking hot, ridiculously grown man crying hot sauces. Mm-hmm. He let me try one where he dropped this sauce. I forget the name of it now. Just one little drop on a chip. I downed an entire gallon of milk. Threw up.
Oh, God.
Could not kill the heat.
Dog.
That was like fucking shit 15 years ago.
You ever eaten a Carolina Reaper? It's like 2.5 on the Scoville scale. Million. Dog.
I think they're... I haven't eaten the pepper.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I've had it when it's in a sauce.
Ah, see that's not as excruciating, but still doesn't sound fun.
No,
in any way.
No, I was a sweaty mess.
I fucking hear you on that, bro. It was cold outside, and I'm sweating my balls off. I even got it on video. And then it's so embarrassing, I literally sent it to my business partner and was like, I'm going to delete this now. Because it's that embarrassing.
But you still forwarded it to someone else.
He's like, I'm not.
I'm not going to delete this.
Well,
this
he asked.
Is gold.
The those are the kind of videos that crop up at your wedding, just so you know.
Oh, bro, there are way worse videos that'll crop. There are thousands of videos on Flickr of my dick that are zoomed in with a lens so good you can see the pores on the head of my penis. Like,
do people need to zoom in to see your penis?
No, but when you sit in the front with
the bite marks on the shaft.
Dog. This dude sat in the front row with the lens that, like, if you had the lens the dude had, you could have, like, you could have, you know, you get, like,
I could have seen the bacteria living on your head.
Okay, with that lens, you could have sat in New York at Universal and gotten pictures of people during Horror Nights at the front gate. Wow. Like, there's no reason for that when you're front row on a show. There's literally no reason.
How'd that make you feel? Because there's,
wait,
you know,
I think this is the scene.
Where he's talking with the...
I think this is it.
Well, we already took your shot. You can't take it back.
Damn it.
I don't think this is. Like, this is where he's...
We can take another shot of limoncello if we have to.
No, we don't.
I'm just saying, the limoncello is tasty. It wasn't as tasty as your shot, but...
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
Yeah, how does that make you feel when someone... someone rolls up to a show with a really big zoom lens when you start taking your penis out? Like, do you kind of... infer anything from that, or
is it pride?
No, it makes me at the beginning it made me really self-conscious, and then after it happened a couple times I got to the point where I'll just farm through your Flickr and take all the best ones and then just pretend like it doesn't exist after that. They never go away.
Yeah.
You know, they're but it is a lens that's so good that it's always my penis or me. It's never me and my penis. So I can totally just feign ignorance.
Okay.
I guess.
It's a nice little plane they got there. Look how much room they have to spread out.
So I'm trying to get master of all, jack of all trades, master of everything video now.
What do you mean?
Me and Whiteface. However, my brother-in-law is like a really good like wake skater from South Africa. Does like a lot of videography for like Red Bull and Fox and stuff.
Yeah, we met.
Yeah, and he's hooked me up with some buddies of mine. We've already got some video. Basically, the idea is we've already started with wake skaters, but all of my friends that do extreme sports that are my general size and body type, I put you in my costume and my makeup so that we can make like a master video for shows on the projection screen that just
make
looks
it look like you're fucking amazing at everything you try.
Yes, like I'm a complete badass at everything.
Parkour.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, and right now I look like an amazing wake skater when realistically I can do like the wake skate equivalent of like an ollie off of like a wake and maybe land it. It's been going good.
Yeah.
It's been going good.
Until you took the gaff just there.
Yeah. Well, now I've got like skateboarders and shit that are like down. I've got some dancer buddies that are down.
Some Formula One drivers or something.
Bro. Yeah.
NASCAR, some football players. Like
now I'm just looking for a slackliner that can do everything that I can't. And it's hard because there's not a big slackline scene here in town.
I wonder if you know anybody that's just like could kick a really great field goal. Like just... You could shoot them, kicking a great field goal, follow the ball as it goes over the goal, cut back, and you've switched places with them, taking off your helmet. But if they look super fucking beef, like much taller, and then you cut back and it's little scrawny you, like see if anyone gets the gag.
Like in Orgasmo, where they send them a stun cock and stun it's a black
cock. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody will notice.
So, yeah. Seamless. All right, so as endings of Die Hard movies go, how does this rate? You think? I think this is better than the ending to Die Hard 3, honestly, where they seem to roll up on them hiding in that motel randomly. Like, the ending to Die Hard 3, I would say, is a little weak. But it's still no Alan Rickman befuddled falling
I mean,
stories.
Yeah, it's a little weak, but it's also not crazy obnoxious like Die Hard 4.
What's that, where he shoots himself through the chest in order to shoot the guy?
I mean, that whole movie was obnoxious, though, with the car and the...
Throw in a car and a helicopter and
That's like video... That's
like the fucking... The end. Have you seen Die Hard 5?
One of the Russian? Yeah.
See, the end of that one is like Jai Courtney is the one that kills the bad guy at the end. He kicks him off the roof as a helicopter is flying past and the guy falls into the blades of the helicopter. So it kills the bad guy and it also destroys the helicopter that's trying to escape.
Yeah.
And it's not even Bruce Willis that fucking does it, you know? What a bad fucking Die Hard movie that is.
Yeah, dude.
But this one, I mean, this is definitely more exciting than that whole scene they have going on in the motel there, which never really made any sense to me.
Mm-mm.
And but it is fucking ridiculous as well. Like, as he's flying, yeah, he's just like, let me take my time here.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr.
Falcon.
Okay, because the lights, cars, and motor car, the lights, something, and motor
lights,
cars
motors
show,
action.
Yeah, that would have me believe that the fire doesn't travel as fast as a plane.
Mm-hmm.
Kaboom!
Yeah, I like how the flame travels in every movie you see that happening.
Mm-hmm.
The flame always travels with the speed that is most conducive to the story.
The most exciting speed it could possibly be.
It's some bullshit, man. Oh, fuck.
I can't believe that worked.
Did his undershirt... No, his undershirt's just covered in blood. It didn't just change from white to tan.
No, like not the first one now.
At least he's staying warm by the campfire.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pity this is the same light that all the planes are going to use. Now he's going to get smushed.
Well, it's jet fuel, so, I mean, it gets hot enough to, you know, melt steel beams.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Full circle.
That's what we in comedy call a callback.
Oh, God.
I like you, Steve. We'll have you back.
I'm usually open on Tuesdays and Mondays.
Good to know.
Okay, good to know.
And Thursdays.
Are you also available or just open?
Open. Of course he's available. He's a top.
Well, sounds like he's a bottom.
I told you, you gotta kind of trade off sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You have nothing against being a bottom. That's nice to know.
If I were to pick one, I would go power top.
If I was forced to pick one.
A power top. No, it's a power bottom. The top always exudes power. But power bottoms are entrepreneurs. You think I'm kidding? I'm totally serious, man. What? Airplane doors don't open like that anymore.
Not anymore.
You just push them and they fall out.
What kind of fucking plane is this? Is this a 757? It looked like an Airbus.
I don't know. My goddamn dad would know that answer, though.
Right. I dig the super spirally smoke.
Yeah,
there,
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's
all natural effects, man.
And that's how we got our plane. That's what started Hurricane Irma 30 years ago.
Oh, there we go.
She was building up.
All because of
and
one
then unleashed
jet
her
flight.
Fucking fury. Fuck you, Bruce Willis.
Fuck you for Irma, and fuck you for Look Who's Talking too.
Hey, I enjoyed Look Who's
Is that
Talking.
The one with Rocks the dog, or was that the third one? The third one had like.
There's
talking
a third
cats.
One.
Yeah.
The third one was the dogs.
Yeah. We named him Rocks. Why'd you name him Rocks? The because that's what he left in your back seat.
Yeah.
I would like to think that Bruce Willis took Look Who's Talking and Look Who's Talking Too just because he wasn't working that much that year.
It's like, fuck it. It's all voiceover. He's like, fuck it. I got 4 days.
But when you're making nothing but like good decisions, that's not the movie you do. Right?
I mean...
Yeah, but yet we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, fucking...
We're not talking about Bruno the Kid. I'll tell you that much.
You know, and we all remember Bruce Willis as the baby, and everybody forgets about John Travolta when John Travolta was great in that shit.
No, it was all about the fucking baby. Fuck John Travolta.
Stella.
Hey, baby.
You know he lived in Ocala?
Who, John Travolta?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with his house that has like a fucking...
Got a little airplane lane. Uh-huh. Yeah.
A landing strip.
Growing up, my dad bought like an extra house up in Ocala just because he felt like he could. Bucket. And we were in pretty close proximity and we would drive by and we'd see him land his plane and shit. And
that's really cool.
Yeah. We never rode up to the house or anything. It wasn't gated off. It was just a regular old neighborhood. Just had a goddamn airstrip in the back of his house.
That's really cool.
There's land out there. Just do whatever the fuck you want with.
Anything?
Anything.
Oh, she just Han Solo'd him. Oh, don't blame it on him. He said
and she's still about to leave this guy between the second and third movie.
For real, yeah. This bitch. He saved your life so many times, you're still going to fucking break it off.
Mm-hmm.
That is a keeper.
What happened to
him?
He clearly slid off the plane, okay?
Because he's a piece of shit. There's this guy. I don't have any other job to do but drive around aimlessly on airport lots.
Ha, 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 ha.
Who employs these mentally handicapped
it's
people?
It's a different time.
I understand, like, you know, equal pay, blah, 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 hiring everybody, but come on.
Yeah, it's Christmas, but he also just saved the fucking airport from a terrorist attack. I'd like to think if he did it on, like, fucking April 13th, he still would have done the courtesy of tearing out the ticket, you know?
Yeah. Fucking and that dude seems to not even give a shit that John McClane called him a fat fuck.
Yeah. Fat fuck. And shot a gun at him.
Yeah. I would hold that against you. Absolutely.
As you rightly should, sir.
Not even the gun thing. More the calling me a fat fuck.
Yeah. Well, that would be out of line.
No, obviously. we're all friends now. We're all friends.
All right.
You saved all these planes.
You did the job.
We got 6 minutes to deconstruct this movie and talk about our thoughts. So,
what you got?
Oh, shit. I wasn't even paying attention to a lot of that.
Bruce Willis saved an airport by stopping a naked man from rescuing another, the most interesting man in the world from escaping on another plane. That's it. That's what just happened.
Mm-hmm. And then Terminator 2 happened somewhere in the middle.
Terminator 2 happens
Carl
2 years
from
later.
Family Matters had a cameo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I stick by my original kind of synopsis. It's an exciting. It's fun. It's a fun film. It's kind of like a lot of sequels where it's not necessarily better than the first one, but it is more fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I guess. I feel like there's definitely more that happens in this one, and it's definitely bigger as well. But yes. It's not necessarily better. The third one is still definitely my favorite of the Die Hard.
Yeah.
Quintology, I guess it is at this point.
The Quintology.
Yeah.
We're going to have another one when he's like fucking 70.
We don't. If there's last
die
two movies.
Die Hard.
If the without
the hard.
Die Flaccid. If the last two movies have taught us anything, it's that we don't need any more Die Hard movies. Just let
Die see Alice.
He's passed the torch on to, like, you know, people like The Rock and stuff now that can do the action and the comedy balance that John McClane could do.
Yeah, but The Rock doesn't want to do serious movies. He wants to do these hokey fucking movies.
That's kind of what this is, honestly. You know? Ooh.
Did you not see him in Central Intelligence?
Mm.
Bro, I ordered his unicorn shirt of The Rock because he's all about the corn. Did you know that the unicorn is the second most lethal animal on the planet?
I did not. I thought they were a creature of myth.
Bro, The Rock in Central Intelligence? Man, he goes on like a tangent about why the unicorn is the second most lethal animal on the planet. And I have turned around and used that to explain to like 8 or 9 year old girls why the unicorn is.
Why are you talking to 8 or 9 year old girls?
Bro. Because
he's running for senator of Alabama.
Hey-o! I mean, yeah, fuck it. But yeah, single moms, man, that's why. That's why.
Single white females.
They ain't even got to be white.
They don't even
got to
be female.
Yeah, I mean, not always.
Just got to be John Leguizamo in a hot-ass wig.
Yo, John Leguizamo makes a hottie Spanish girl. I'm not even going to... You know, you guys both like laugh at me, but if you watched it, you'd be like, I could see it. Totally
I can
bottom.
Masturbate to this.
Yeah, totally bottom. It's hard for you to masturbate when he's talking.
I just put it on mute.
Yeah.
And just I'll just do what voice. I do when I'm watching Skinamax.
Just do your, just do your,
that fucking
we should do a riff tracks of Skinamax sometime. Let's do our own dialogue for...
Oh, with their super softcore porn, the show is
please...
Full frontal on the ladies, but just butt cheeks on dudes.
Yeah, guys,
I'm okay with that.
The guys are just like G.I. Joes.
Oh, but yeah,
front.
No, they're just like, they're just grinding the shit out of these girls. They're like, oh, and making all these fucking faces. I'm like, you are not doing anything.
Get deeper.
Yeah, and the saxophone in the back. There's always saxophone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it goes down all the time. I remember when I was a kid, Cinemax would like be on, and I would just kind of hang out in the living room like super late until like everybody went to sleep, and
yep.
then Cinemax would come on.
Yep.
And then like, and you just make sure the remote was near you so that like
you
if,
could flick
if somebody,
over to ESPN or something.
Someone walked through, you're like flip
you press
last channel.
Oh god.
Oh, yeah, god. We've all been there. HBO.
Hey, but
Max.
HBO had like Taxi Cab Confessions and The Ranch and like all those things that were way more hardcore than Skinamax, but not as hardcore as actual pornography.
I don't know. Fucking, what was it? The Cat House or Buddy Ranch or whatever it was. They had some scenes sometimes, man. I remember back, I was like, what is this?
I was always more entertained by the negotiation scenes than I was their super short sex.
I don't do this, I don't do this, but I do this, and I do that.
Yeah.
All right.
Why don't you just present them with a menu?
Wait, they were haggling in your porns?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, no, you got
to watch the show.
I'm not seeing that, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the girls are, like, haggling, and, like, there's a menu. Like, they know. They get it. Oh, John Leguizamo had a name, but not a line. That's weird. I just got a name like 2 years ago, and I've always had lines. John Leguizamo had no lines, but a name? God, man, that's got to suck. I feel you.
Poor bastard.
Yeah. Have you seen Sexaholics? Have you seen his like one-man stand-up shows?
No.
They're all amazing. John Leguizamo, when he does like one-man stand-up shows that are him doing stand-up and him talking about growing up in the Bronx or Brooklyn or whatever the fuck he grew up in, and then he's like salsa dancing and it's crazy. His dad hired a woman to fuck him his first time.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. See, okay, Dave looked like that's weird, and Steve's like, fuck yeah, dog, greatest dad of the year.
For real. If my dad had done that, I'd been like, we have a way better relationship now.
I'm going to make you a man. Well, okay, I'm not directly going to make you a man, but I'll...
But I'm going to get this fine-ass hooker to make you a man.
Hey, no...
Happy fucking 17.
I mean, I grew up in England, so the hookers over there is all like, you know...
Do they all sound like
they need a better dental plan?
There's a reason Jack the Ripper killed them all.
I was just in London this last year, though. They're not all that bad.
Wait, you interacted with London hookers?
I interact with hookers in every city I go to.
They're the most interesting. They got the best stories.
Bro, I live near hookers. They're like, the hookers here in town are some of the nicest girls I've met.
Damn, that makes me feel bad. When I was like 18 to like 21, me and my friends would like drive in my, because I had an F-150.
Mm-hmm.
They'd jump in the back and I'd be driving and we'd chuck pennies at them.
Dog, I had a hooker.
They're not railroad tracks.
Yeah,
like,
but we.
I mean, they might have been ridden as many times.
I'm not even lying. Like, fucking, we would hop. It was like a bunch of high school buddies. We'd hop in the truck and we'd take handfuls of pennies and just throw it. But the joke would be, which ones would be like, fuck you, and the other ones go diving for the pennies.
Dog, I had a hooker a few months ago that I met in passing on OBT, and she gave me an umbrella. It was raining. She gave me an umbrella.
Okay, I thought that was
a sex thing. Yeah.
I was like, I've never heard of an umbrella.
No, she fucking, that's what I'm saying. They're super, they're just working. They're working girls. Oldest profession in the world, man. They get it.
It really is. It is the oldest profession. Fucking concubines.
If we just legalized it, does your state like money?
Weed.
Because this is how you get money. You legalize hookers and you legalize pot, and then your state gets new schools and new roads, and Florida can get rid of this busted-ass toll system.
Just Colorado's making so much goddamn money, they had to give it back to the people.
Damn right.
What a bunch of bastards.
Mm-hmm. I know, right?
Well, thank you for having me, Dave.
Yeah, let's wrap this thing up since we're like 5 minutes past the end of the show now, talking about all these hookers you threw pennies at. This is a great story. What a great moment to end it off on. thank you for joining us. Until next time, I'm Dave Mosley.
I'm Carl Skeens.
And I'm Steve Moore.
We will see you next time for another special Christmas episode. Thank you and good night.